satellites. But yeah, an incredible story over the weekend. I still reckon it's going to be a very, very tough thing to justify a $2 trillion price tag for a business losing $5 billion a year. But Elon's proved the doubters wrong before. I wouldn't bet against him, but I'm certainly not buying shares.
Okay, well, look, you know, there's plenty of people who are, apparently. How's the Aussie dollar?
Doing very well against all the major currencies, as befits what happens when the US tend to get a bit more confident. They throw some money back overseas. Other currencies tend to rise. We're up 0.4%, 70.68 US cents.
Thanks so much. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
Will do. Thanks, Larry.
Scott Phillips, Chief Investment Officer at The Motley Fool, with all today's finance.
The latest news and opinion that matters. Call now, 6255 1206. This is Canberra Live with Leon Delaney. On 2CC.
Well, it's about 18 to 6 now. Communities at Work has launched its 2026 Winter Appeal. Executive Director of Community Services at Communities at Work, Chloe Brewer. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you going?
Really well. Thanks for joining us today. So what exactly is Communities at Work and what is the work that these communities do?
So we are a not-for-profit organisation based in Canberra. And so we do lots of work across our community, so from Tuggeranong through to Gungahlin. And so we have two food pantries, one in Gungahlin and one in Tuggeranong. But we also offer lots of support through various services. So we call it our emergency relief and our crisis support as well. So our winter appeal in particular, though, that is focused on rallying everyone together to bring in some donations, so donations for food, household essentials, and financial donations to people as well. And that's to really help drive those community pantries and get everything to those people that are doing it tough right now.
Yeah, so what sort of help are you looking for?
Yeah, so in particular, we're running some things like canstruction. So this is a bit of a playful way of doing it. So schools, community groups, workplaces can get everyone in and they can start building some sculptures, whatever they like to do with their lots of food cans or boxes as well. And then they can organise for us at Communities at Work to come and collect those donations. So they can do that through our website or they can drop them off at one of our sites that we have on the website as well. But we're also trying to raise $15,000 too so that we can purchase those really high need items and pantry equipment and essential supplies to really get people through this winter season. So last year, throughout the year, we supported 26,000 people in Canberra and they really relied on us for that food and emergency relief. So that saw over 2,000 households access food and essential support through our services last year.
So obviously still a lot of demand for you for your assistance in the community. What do people need to know? Is there a website where they can go to get more information or to make a donation?
Yeah, so if they go to comsatwork.org, there is all the information on there. There's a section for our winter appeal in particular, or they can go to comsatwork.org/donate, and it'll provide details there around how they can donate financially or donate food items and things like that as well. And on that same website is where they'll be able to find all of support they can access too. So people aren't always in a position to be able to donate, but they might be coming there for our support, and that's where they can find that in the same spot, so that it's nice and easy. They can look for what they need, see what they can find out, and there's no eligibility criteria for the support we provide either, and we do it in a really dignified and caring way and do it without judgment, because at any stage in someone's life, they could be going through a situation where they need this type of support. So it's important that people feel comfortable to reach out when they do.
Fantastic, Chloe. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks, Leon.
Thank you. Chloe Brewer, Executive Director of Community Services at Communities at Work. It's 5:45 now, 2CC. The latest news.